The former governing party in Trinidad say they'll not be respecting an agreement that has ended up giving power to their rivals. A key suspect in Haiti's coup plot escapes, and Jamaica police investigate two plane crashes. I'm Orin Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Trinidad and Tobago's opposition leader of only 2 days, Bastia Pande, says he'll no longer be upholding his end of an agreement that saw his rival Patrick Manning installed as Prime Minister on Christmas Eve. It raises questions about whether the two-day-old Manning government can survive. After a tie between Mr. Pande's then-governing UNC and Mr. Manning's PNM in elections earlier this month, the two men agreed they'd respect the choice of the President Arthur Robinson. Mr. Robinson then delivered to Mr. Manning the last-minute Christmas gift of the premiership. Mr. Pande is saying that the way Mr. Robinson did it is unconstitutional, and he's no longer bound by the accord. A short time ago, Mr. Manning told the nation how he'd react to this latest development. Details of that response later, but first, this report from Tony Fraser.
The statement from the UNC does not say how President Robinson broke the Constitution. However, it claims that the president insulted a major section of the national community when he claimed that his decision was based on moral and spiritual values. On the legal aspects of the claims,